Sinn Féin, a boxing club formed in 2011, so this is our 10th year anniversary. Initially looking for a premises, we looked in the Clonard area at various places, but unfortunately we couldn't attain a premises suitable to run a boxing club out of it at the time. So we ended up at Mannix Place, renting out the club in Mannix Place from St. John's Volunteers. For the past 10 years we've had a great relationship with them. They've been great and the people living in the vicinity have been great. But I suppose to run a boxing club at its proper capacity, you need access to it probably 7 days a week. Unfortunately, we didn't have that. We shared the club with different guys. So from that point of view, the new club in Ferndale will be a godsend, really, you know.
We heard the news this week that planning permission was granted for that new sporting complex in Ferndale. That's something that you guys have been wanting for a while, Darren. I imagine you were delighted to hear that news.
It's absolutely great news, to be honest. We can't believe our luck, really and truly. We have been writing to the council and been involved with the council and trying to get a premises. George Lawler took it by the reins then and ran with it, and thanks be to God, now we have the place in Ferndale, which is great, you know.
And just describe to us what's going to be available to you there. What's going to be in this new complex?
It'll be a proper full-size gymnasium with regard to... We'll have room for all training equipment, boxing ring, boxing bags. There'll be new dressing rooms for everybody to use up there. Proper facilities, better car parking facilities. It's basically everything for us is great. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this idea of a multi-use games area as well. So that's kind of an astro pitch and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, although we would be the anchor tenants, I suppose, within the facility, it's open to all the community. There'll be outside playing areas, which is fantastic, you know. And obviously there'll be other community organisations available to use the gym facilities as well. So it's absolutely great for a place like Ferndale. It'll be the focal point now, the community up there, hopefully, and the more sports and recreation facilities we have for everybody, children in particular, but everybody will have use to them and access to them, which is, it can only be good for the community in general.
Absolutely, and especially with the two clubs up there, has it been hard to get kids in? Do you always have to kind of steal them away from Clonard, or is the community best served by having two clubs?
There's actually 4 boxing clubs in Mixford Town. The CBS, there's St. Ibar's, Clonard and Nafina ourselves. 4 boxing clubs are always full, boys and girls, adults, everybody. We even have, I think we've members coming in from Curraghclough, Kilmore actually, everywhere. So you never have enough facilities and you'd always have enough interest to run clubs, no problem, you know. And boxing has always been very strong in Mixford, particularly in Mixford Town, you know, and long may it last, to be honest.
Absolutely. And just tell us a little more about your involvement. Were you there at the start 10 years ago?
Yeah, myself and Sean Barnes. It was really Sean's idea to open up a club. And he approached myself and his brother Morgan and a few other guys. And we went about opening the club and searching for the facilities, looking for grants. And we opened up the club then 10 years ago, and we've had continued success with boys and girls. Nearly every year we'd have at least a Leinster champion, and we've had Irish champions, and we'd have guys and girls competing for Leinster and Irish teams in all over Europe. So for the last 10 years we've had great success, you know, and to be honest, even success for me is really irrelevant at that level. I see boys and girls coming in the whole time, and we get them in and you'd see them progressing and developing as young adults. And even if they never win Irish titles or Leinster titles, they leave the club better humans, really and truly. It's great to see it, you know, and it's great to see the growth involved.
Because you work as a coach in the club there, and I suppose that's one thing you have to instill in the young people as well. It's not just about boxing skills and being fit and that kind of stuff. It's all about discipline and taking these skills out into the real world as well.
Absolutely. Boxing, the benefits of boxing are widely known. I've played GAA, I've played soccer, I've done a little bit of boxing, and I know boxing sort of instills a different kind of mentality and a different kind of discipline. Like, we would have pretty stringent rules, as every club would, but we would have pretty stringent rules around respect, bullying, and those rules are also carried out to outside the boxing club and into their life in general. And it's great to see it, and it does teach you. It is a sport that'll ground you for definite. The lifelong lessons and friends you'll get out of it are great, like any sport, I suppose.
I was scrolling through your Facebook there. There's a post from, I think it's the 6th of October, saying the club was full the previous night. Would that have been the last time you would have been together as a group?
As a group, yeah. There last year for a while when the restrictions lifted somewhat. We did go back, but we were very restricted numbers-wise. We couldn't bring our underage, that would be our 9, 10s and 11s. They were gone from the club completely. So we only had the competition boxers in only for a few weeks, and then obviously the COVID kicked in again and the doors were shut again. But it is a full year, and it will be a full year before we get back to doing anything worthwhile. Hopefully in September, October, maybe we're looking at hopefully a full return with the restrictions lifting, you know. But you would miss it, yeah. It's a quiet time for everybody, unfortunately. But hopefully, look, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and with the new facilities and the new gym especially, it'll give the lads an extra bit of incentive hopefully to return.
And do you think more people will actually be more interested in boxing if you do have this brand new facility, and they might go down and see it one day and think, oh God, yeah, I might join that?
I certainly hope so. We often go out to school sometimes as well, and we do sort of exhibitions out there for the kids in the school, and we've done them from all in the Clonard and Kennedy Park there. We have got members out of that, and obviously when the kids see the new facilities and the new training equipment and the new club, hopefully that'll be it'll be drawn over even to have a look at it. If they want to pursue it, then all the better. Yeah, I hope so. It should be a positive outcome for all, you know.
And tell us a little more about the young stars that are at the club. I know you have Marianne Furlong there, who's of course a female boxer, and there's been a great focus on females this week, particularly with International Women's Day, and she looks like a real contender for the future.
Marianne is an excellent little girl. She came into us at 9 years old, and this year she would have been starting her competitive season. Excellent attitude, excellent to train. She's really, really a great young girl to have. The list of opportunities is endless for Marianne if you continue on, especially if you continue on to make the progress. But not only her, that's all the lads in the club. We've had, like I said before, we've had Irish champions. There's actually one guy living in Ferndale. He came into us at 9, and he's Irish champion, ended up, I think, captaining a Leinster team in Russia there about 2 years ago. So the opportunities are great for all kids, boys and girls, and it's great to see it, you know.
Yeah, the likes of John Connors there and Willie Burke and these kind of guys, they're, you know, starting to make a name for themselves, particularly in those Leinster competitions and, you know, fighting in the national stadium and everything like that. It's
absolutely
great to see that they're representing not only Wexford, but, the Ferndale and the Clonard area too.
Yeah, John and Willie in particular have made great strides. Both of them are actually the same age and they're boxing the same weight category. Each other has brought each other on, if you can get me, because they can spar a good bit together and they can learn from each other. They're knocking on the door as well. They've been unfortunate. They've been betting finals in the Wexford Box Cup finals a couple of times. But the two guys are definitely great prospects for the club, and it's great to see it from the local community, you know, what can be achieved when they put the work and the determination into it, which the two guys are very good at, I have to say.
Unfortunately, in 2021, whenever you hear boxing on the news, it's generally a bad news story. It's connected with all these gangland figures and all that kind of stuff. Does that hurt the reputation of places like yours, which, you know, wouldn't have that element of criminality in it, but, you know, does get kind of painted by this association that the entire game has?
I suppose there are people that would perhaps look at it that way, but I think the majority of people that would be have any idea about boxing, and in particular amateur boxing, professional boxing would be a lot different as regards to the amateurs. The boxing community in Wexford County in general is very tight-knit community, and I would like to think that they'd have the common sense to look over the likes of those things, you know. And if you ever came down to an amateur club and seen the work that's put in, we're all volunteers. Anyone that's involved in it is a volunteer. It's a non-for-profit organisation, and we do it for the love of it, you know. And I hope to God that continues. It's unfortunate to see the likes of the criminal element involved in it, but I think if you look at the history of boxing, professional boxing in particular, there's probably always been an element in it. In America, you would have had the mafia and stuff like that, so I think amateur boxing distances itself from it, which is good.
The one thing that does hurt the sport, though, is that it's not being sort of shown on national television as much as it used to be. And, you know, we haven't had major fights here either. I mean, Bernard Dunn was probably the last one, and he's well retired now. So do you think that that affects, you know, people coming down and even engaging in the amateur sport if it's not, you know, getting the sort of media coverage that a soccer or a rugby would?
I'm sure it does, Ed, and to be honest, like, if boxing got the coverage soccer got, or even half the coverage soccer got, I'm sure you'd have probably doubled the participants in it. Every time you turn on the telly, there's soccer stars and there's Match of the Day and you have Sky Sports, and in particularly in Ireland, even I'd even argue the point Katie Taylor hasn't got enough recognition in Ireland as she should. She's probably the country's best ever sports star. So I would love, me personally, I would love to see it. I know they show the elite finals, but there's great tournaments held in Ireland all year round, and even for a TV channel to even put up highlights of that on odd occasion, I think it'd be fantastic, because there's great sport and it's highly addictive to watch, you know, it's great.
No Wexford Box Cup last year, unfortunately, either, and those kind of competitions are probably what you miss the most.
Ah, yeah, it's great. The Box Cup is in particular, all tournaments are good, but the Box Cup in Wexford the last couple of years have been great. We actually had a guy that beat a Canadian fella in a finals down there one day, and the level of boxers from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, Canada, they come from all over the world to us, and that's sort of in its infancy as regards it's only running a couple of years, so it can only get better down there, you know. And it's like all tournaments, you would miss it, but hopefully, like I said, we get back there soon someday.
Hopefully now, anyway. And before you can get back there, I'm sure you'd love to see gyms and that kind of stuff open, even for individual training. And I know it would be just another way to sort of keep people fit and have that little bit of normality back in your life. So I'm sure you'd love to see gyms open, hopefully soon too.
I would. I really would. Not only kids, but adults. Everybody needs a release. Exercise gives you that release. I think they're talking about allowing more outdoor activities from the 5th of April. I'm really hoping that that will happen. And gyms, I think the numbers as regards COVID for gyms were pretty low, especially with individual training. So, And I think the gym owners all over, I know we did it when we were training with the COVID. We had all the proper facilities in place, needed to open the club and train safely. I'm sure that that can happen as well, you know, and it'll be great to see people back in fields and hitting balls or back running around. It's great for the mental health of everybody, and it gives everybody a lift too, you know, especially with the weather hopefully picking up in the next couple of weeks as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Jason, you've got a bright future there in the Fianna with this new venue going to be open hopefully very soon. Do we have any sort of idea when building might be started there?
Hopefully building will start by the end of this year for completion in 2022. Everyone is pushing us the right way. George Lawler has been a great help. O'Connor Mullen solicitors have been a great help, and the guys in the county council have all been fantastic, really. And sure, look at it, it's after giving the whole club a lift, and hopefully it'll give the whole Coolcots and Clonard area a lift as well when it does open.